kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
In the end, I'll just be happy with being a teacher, doing my part to help out the others, the next generation.
Ito ang masayang pagbahagi ng planong kukunin na kurso sa university ng 17 taong gulang na si Sydney Moreno Taktak mula sa Sydney, Australia, matapos ang kanyang year 12. Isa siya sa mahigit 83,000 na estudyante sa New South Wales na nalaman ang kanilang Higher School Certificate o HSC results nitong 18 ng Disyembre 2025.
And for now, I'm just going to do like an undergraduate degree, like an arts degree or something, probably majoring in history. If I can do a double major, also politics as well, international relations, the base degree, because I'm still not sure, you know, but at least having that step forward. So I've got options for the future.
Why do you want to be a teacher?
I think just I've been helping the others in the year group. And in the year below, I think those experiences, they feel rewarding already, but I think to do it in like a formal capacity, it would just, I guess, make it feel real. As well as that, it's just doing my part to help out the others.
Ang HSC o Higher School Certificate ang kinukuha ng mga estudyante matapos ang year 12 sa New South Wales. Mula sa kanilang mga subject assessments at final exams, kinukwenta ang ATAR o Australian Tertiary Admission Rank. Ang ATAR ay isang marka mula 0 hanggang 99.95 na nagpapakita kung gaano kahusay ang isang estudyante kumpara sa iba niyang kabatch. At ito ang pangunahing batayan sa pagpasok sa universidad o uni. Ayon sa New South Wales Education Standards Authority, mahigit 60,000 na estudyante ang naka-receive ng ATAR ngayong taon, kasama ang mahigit 20,000 na nagtapos ng VET course para sa HSC at VET qualifications. Mahigit isang kapat ng batch ang pumasok sa HSC merit list. Mahigit 20,000 ang distinguished achievers at 1,500 ang all-round achievers at 780 top achievers. Si Sydney ay nakapagtapos ng year 12 sa Delaney College sa Granville at pinuri niya ang kanyang year 12 batchmates, pamilya at mga guro sa suporta na kanyang natanggap matapos makakuha ng ATAR na 98.7.
Wasn't expecting to get that good of a mark.
So what was the mark that you got?
I think the ATAR was like a 98.7.
Oh, wow. 98.7?
Yes. And then the trials, I did really well. But then after like the practice exam, and then after that, I think it was just, I got really exhausted from everything. So then I don't know what happened then. And then I locked in after, I think for the last 3 weeks, just before HSC. But even then, the exams I thought were a lot harder than some of the other years. So I think a few of the exams, I came out so stressed and all over the place.
Sa likod ng kanyang pagdadalamhati sa pagkawala ng kanyang ama, nagtagumpay pa din si Sydney matapos makuha ang highest bond sa subject ng English Advanced, Legal Studies, Advanced Maths, Modern History, Extension History at Unit 2 Studies ng Religion. Kaya kinilala siya bilang isa sa Distinguished Achiever. Ito isang merit award o parangal na ibinibigay sa mga estudyanteng nakascore ng 90 hanggang 100 sa isa o higit pang subject sa HSC. Mas lalong napahanga ang lahat dahil pinagsabay pala ng binatilyo ang kanyang pag-aaral sa kanyang pagtatrabaho sa isang fast food chain.
When I started year 12, it was still 3 days. And then I guess only up like I think 6 weeks before HSC is when I started to like cut down like one day, or sometimes I'd use my leave and have that time off just because I'd be a bit tired from all the studying and all the other stuff I'd be doing. A lot of the times it was just doing what I needed to do, The practice questions, the I guess doing the homework, doing the readings, like just doing what the teachers gave and just doing it in small bits.
Ang ina ni Sydney ay isang Pinay mula sa Makabebe, Pampanga, habang ang kanyang ama ay isang Lebanese-Syrian Australian. Kwento ng kanyang ina na si Estrella Moreno Taktak. Kahit noong bata pa ang anak, nakitaan na ng malaking potensyal sa pag-aaral.
Basta po pag umuwi po siya tapos dinawakan niya po yung libro, parang kusin po bata po siya, parang ano po sa sponge, yung po sa primary, madali po siyang matuto. Absorb niya po agad. Basta may yung libro po, mahilig po siya magbasa. Nagmana po sa tatay, mahilig po magbasa. Sa newspaper po, bata pa siya, mahilig siya sa newspaper. Tapos 6 o'clock news. Lahat po ng, pag 6 o'clock na po, nasa TV na po kami lahat. Pati po yung, kasi yung tatay niya. Parang ganun po siya, nagmana sa tatay na nagbabasa po ng mga libro. Tapos sa school din po, very helpful po yung mga teacher nila. Primary hanggang high school.
Bagay na sinang-ayunan ng anak at pinasalamatan ang lahat ng sumuporta sa kanya. Pero inamin nito, talagang focus siya sa kanyang pag-aaral at ginawa niyang inspirasyon ang mga taong nagmamahal sa kanya.
I think they all knew I was, I guess, smart, you know? And I think they all thought that I had the potential and also that, because I put in the work, you know, it almost as if, I guess, my life revolved around school. Not that it did, but it kind of gave off that perception, even in the younger years. I think just being so focused and diligent with my studies, I just wanted to do well, not just for myself, but for all of them. My family, the teachers, my friends, I think we're all like, it's like a village almost, you know? Everyone is so close with each other, and I guess having the good results would very much just be such an amazing accomplishment for all of us.
Dagdag ng batang achiever, hindi lang kasiyahan ang naidulot ng HSC result sa kanyang buhay. Naging tulay ito para sa mas maayos na relasyon.
Oh, everyone was just really happy. I was getting, I think, text messages left, right, and center from people I haven't spoken to in a while, people who I speak to every day, and everything in between, especially from the family and a few of my friends who, I guess, because we've been so busy, both on both sides, just been able to reconnect with the ATAR results coming out. The attention was very unexpected, very overwhelming, made it all worthwhile.
Paglilinaw pa nito, hindi daw siya ang teenager na palaging nag-aaral. Sinisiguro niya na balanse ang lahat. May panahon siya sa pamilya, kaibigan, at nahihilig din siya sa shopping at pagpunta sa mga beaches. Pero sa kanyang tagumpay, malaki ang papel ng kanyang pamilya, lalo na ang comfort food ng kanyang Pinay na inang si Estrella, Umami Esther.
Just having the food ready, cleaning as well. Like there might be days that, because I've studied, then I need to eat, but then I guess I need to study more. There would be no time for me to clean the dishes, for example. So she would be really supportive, my mum, and make sure that got done. But also like just some advice as well from her. Like when I was stressed, like her prayers would help, you know. Even when you can't see them, you just know that you're being heard. Sinigang, I've had ube, sopas, even like a bacon sandwich with lettuce and tomato. That really helped. But also the caldereta was very nice to come home to, especially after like a long day at the library. Just something to eat and wind down whilst, I guess, trying to absorb everything that happened that day.
Maliban sa pagkaing Pinoy, gusto din niyang makabisitang muli sa Pilipinas. Dahil proud siya na may dugong Pilipino.
You know, the people are amazing. They're so nice and welcoming and very happy people I can see. It just makes my heart smile. May we go visit a few of the beaches? Because where we live, it's more river. Going to see more of the landscape with the mountains as well. And just seeing the family again, that would be really nice.
Proud na proud at nagpapasalamat ang inang si Estrella sa lahat ng mga taong naging bahagi ng tagumpay ng anak.
Kasi po lagi po akong nagdadasal, pagpatuloy niya po yung ginagawa niya. Laging nandito lang po kami ng pamilya namin, nakasuporta sa kanya. Masaya po kami para sa kanya, sa achievement niya, lahat ng, basta po, support lang po. Kung anong gusto niya, masaya po kami.
Mayroon bang mga offers si Sydney from other universities?
Opo, meron na po siya sa Macquarie Uni, yung law. Tapos nakakuha po siya ng scholarship sa University of Sydney.
May pa-tips din ito para sa mga mag-e-exam sa susunod na mga taon.
Start of year 11, start of year 12, but none of this, oh, I'll start next week or the week after. So no procrastination, it's just getting the job done now, starting early as well. So you, I guess, make sure you've given your brain time to absorb the information. You're not, I guess, stressed out and overwhelmed by having to cram in. Another big thing that really helped was taking the feedback from the teachers and just making sure you still have a life with your friends, not just studying all day, but having that balance. But you need somewhere else to go, so you don't shopping, going to the movies like once a week or something. Like, don't abandon everything, but just you've got to play the game smart. That's how I put it.
Alam ng teenager na si Sydney Moreno Taktak, malayo pa ang kanyang tatahakin para tuluyang matupad ang kanyang pangarap. Pero sa kanyang nakamit na tagumpay ngayon, may payo ito sa tulad niyang may pangarap.
Don't give up and just keep pushing through.
Why?
I guess for me, it was just something from within, just for the sake of it. And it's rewarding in the end. I guess having that end goal, that's something to look forward to.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.